in my opinion, it could have been a better model. We could have said, listen, what we should do is, if it must be 51% for a foreigner, let the other 49% be a percentage, a share, for every person that owns a piece of property in Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
That way, they get a return on the profit. Yeah. This will never happen in Freeport until 2055. So, I came up with an idea. Why don't we just start a new city?
Start a new city.
Leave them with their Freeport. Let's just do a better Freeport in a better island.
Andres.
Freeport ain't got the water no more. They're killing that water table by cutting those canals.
Definitely.
So why don't we do it? Do an Andres up.
Those canals are done cutting, though.
Listen.
They're already there. And
they keep digging in the port, going by the airport.
Right.
And it's contaminating the water table where they're taking out the, what is it, aragonite?
Yes.
In Andres, you have something that Freeport doesn't have. You have more land. You have more fresh water. You have a fish hatchery in the center part of it. You have a deep water part with the tongue of the ocean in this, in where the Autec base is. So if we were to get our natural gas, which doesn't destroy the reef, then you could take the natural gas right there to Andres, which is closer than Freeport, refine it right there by a Bahamian-owned refinery. And everyone's going to say, where you get the money from? Money is no more problem in the Bahamas.
It's no more problem in the Bahamas. No.
With natural gas, oil, and salt, and lithium, and aragonite, and the list goes on.
Yeah,
and 300,000 people, we got no problem with money.
We'll talk about that, definitely. 323-8160, 323-8169 are the numbers to call in. And I just want to go back to you running in Montague. Did you go and did you walk on foot? You know, they cut up the boundaries, and Kemp Road was involved in Montague now. And
well, before it was Step Street.
Before it was Step Street. So either way you go, you had to walk through.
So you have Blair.
Right.
And you have people that are not as wealthy on either side of Blair. And then you have Baintown, Farm Road, Montel Heights. You have, and that's just in the city area.
Paradise Island. And
that's just in the city area.
Yeah.
Why do we have, we call them inner city. Grassroot. Some people say ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have this 40 years after self-governance?
Yeah.
No one can answer that, but they call me crazy for just saying, hey, I don't expose anything. We all drive through every day and know what it is. So why do we have it?
You were one of the more vocal people in Montague. Like, some of the people in Montague, I've never heard a word from them. I've heard Ben Aubrey's voice from time to time. You spoke and you made sense. You made sense. But they rather vote for somebody that doesn't speak and is affiliated with the party rather than somebody who actually speaks and makes sense. Did you see that? Or is this just my imagination? Or?
No, it's factual. Why do you think I put the $400 down? It was a test.
Why did I subject myself to that
punishment for nothing?
Yeah.
Ridicule.
It seems like it was for nothing though, Graham, because it was you eight people.
I got ten, but one was spoiled.
What?
And I'm wondering if I should contest five.
You should contest five. Go to election court, right?
Yeah, because I'm kind of weary. I don't think there's nine people that really would like to have what I spoke of, which was driving an electric car charged for free so you didn't pay, which was putting some panels on the roof of your house that meant at the end of the month you got a check for $500 or $1,000 from the electricity company. Is that possible? We could live in the Bahamas where Bahamians are paid to live here?
Did you have
no one bought into that? They said nobody. Give me one pom pom and one them red bag. And,
right.
What else?
Did you have a plan for
Montague?
I didn't
knock on any doors.
I mean, but did you have a plan though? Did you have an extensive plan for Montague? Like,
I got an extensive plan for the country. Simple. It's very simple. Why did we put $5 million into a beach and nothing into Kemp Road?